This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
Signs in the sky. Earthquakes in different places. Massive tidal waves. And volcanic eruptions. The destruction of major cities. And billions of people destroyed. This is what many are expecting in December of 2012. Ancient Mayan culture claims the Mesoamerican long count calendar's 5,125-year cycle is coming to an end. But so what? Is it really significant? New Agers believe it's a beginning of a new era of time, of positive physical and spiritual transformation. Others believe the ex-planet Nibiru will cause catastrophic events of biblical proportions. What is one to believe? Will the world come to an end on December 21 or 23, 2012? Or will we live to see another day? Stay with us as we explore this 2012 phenomenon on today's program.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Bill Watson.
Well, hello and again welcome to another international telecast of the Armor of God. Good to be with all of you once again. You know, at the outset of the program, we tried to illustrate to all of you how, as we close in on this month of December, how much attention is going to be put on this particular month. Many of you have probably already heard that the world is allegedly going to end on December 21st or the 23rd, depending on which date you believe. And already, over a quarter million websites have been designed and developed, along with other information links, all designed around explaining to you what they think is going to happen or not going to happen on that particular date. As a matter of fact, it kind of reminds you a little bit of all the hype that was surrounding the Y2K phenomenon at the turn of this 21st century, when the 20th century ended and the 21st century began. Remember how so many people were concerned about their computers and whether or not they were going to turn over to that 2000 number. Many thought that, well, it wasn't, and their computers were going to malfunction. Consequently, power plants were going to turn off, assembly lines were going to shut down, and maybe even your alarm clock would not ring right, and you were going to be late for work on that particular day. Now, time has proved that it was a lot to do about nothing. But 2012, well, it's a little bit different. Already we see tons of books, prodigious amounts of material being printed for public consumption. As a matter of fact, even Hollywood has gotten on the bandwagon and produced a blockbuster movie titled by the same title as this year, 2012. I think, if I remember and recall correctly, it illustrated all kinds of catastrophes of biblical proportions and was primarily due to the initiation, I think, of some kind of a meteor colliding with the Earth. Now, a Miss Nancy Leiter, a New Age thinker, she claims a similar event is going to occur, but not exactly a collision. Nibiru, a planet, is going to come undone, somehow out of its orbit, and is going to come along the same path of Earth and just miss it. However, the near miss is still going to cause all kinds of geomagnetic polar shifts that are allegedly to create and cause all kinds of environmental catastrophes. Total devastation throughout the whole world. Literally cities being leveled and billions of people being killed. However, now there is just two things wrong with this particular prognostication of Miss Leiter's. One, it was supposed to happen in the year 2010. 2 years ago. That's right, 2010, 2 years ago this was supposed to happen. And secondly, she claims she got the information from a brain implant surgically installed in her head by an alien from a foreign star system somewhere out in the blackness of the universe. That's right. I mean, I'm not making these things up. I mean, as funny as it may sound, it would be funny if it wasn't so sad. Because the fact of it is, people's lives are being affected by this information. There are people already dehydrating food. They're collecting water. They're going ahead and attempting to try to garner as many bullets and guns as they can. They're setting up survivalist communities and little towns to teach people how they can survive the onslaught of circumstances that is allegedly going to hit when the end of the world occurs. I want to talk a little bit about this particular subject today. But before I do, let me interrupt myself to offer to you our two free, and I want to emphasize free, offers. Both can be obtained by just dialing that number, 888-578-8791. Ask the operator for both of these free items. One is a piece of literature that we're offering to all of you, free of charge, titled, UFOs Exist. But what are they? And secondly, a one-hour presentation titled, 2012. Is it the end? Both of these are free. Again, all you've got to do is dial that telephone number. By the way, look at that website, www.cgi.org. Also there, let me remind all of you, we have plenty of additional material there that all of you can go ahead and look and peruse and consider for enhancing your walk with Christ and God our Father. And by the way, let me remind you about a special benefit and feature that we have, and that is every Saturday. Keep in mind, every Saturday, and take note of the time zones, whether it's Eastern Standard, Central, Mountain, or Pacific time, and consider the possibility of checking out a live webcast from our homepage right there. You can hit on that webpage and find the times listed for your convenience, hoping that perhaps you can rendezvous with us on that Saturday based on the time that is listed. So one more time now, 888-578-8791 for these free offers, and secondly, that website, don't forget about it there, at www.cgi.org. Now, back to the program here regarding 2012. Now, we've been covering some items and information about some of the predictions surrounding this alleged date of the end of the world coming upon us this year in 2012, the month of December, depending on which date you believe, either the 21st or the 23rd. Now, a lot of this is based on the Mayan long count calendar. That's right, the Mayan long count calendar. And it is basically a calendar that is broken out into 5,125-year segments. Allegedly, this year, we are finishing up a 5,125-year cycle. And consequently, based on astronomical alignments and numerological formulas and even Egyptian hieroglyphics, some have claimed, substantiate the fact, that the world is going to end this year in 2012 on December 21st or the 23rd. Now, granted, some don't take that tact. There are New Agers today that, well, they believe and are advancing the notion that something positive is going to happen. You know, something physically positive, something physically or positive spiritually, kind of like the Aquarius, Age of Aquarius. Do you remember that back in the 60s? Everybody was, you know, flowers in their hair, and they were jumping up and down and doing all kinds of things, thinking peace and love is going to be ushered into the world and mankind is going to live happily ever after. While, by the same token, there's a group that say, no, that is as far off the radar screen as you can be, because the fact of it is, the world is doomed. And in 2012, December 21st or the 23rd, depending on the date you believe, the world is going to end and civilization is going to end as we know it. Now, I want to take a moment. There are some major controversies associated with this whole concept of this long count calendar and the cycle that allegedly is ending here this year. There are many, many scholars from a variety of disciplines who do not in any way, shape, or form agree with this. As a matter of fact, and you're going to find this interesting, I think, even Mayan scholars and scribes do not at all in any way, shape, or form agree or subscribe to this idea the world is going to end based on their calendar. As a matter of fact, some are quoted as saying that the idea that the long count calendar ends in 2012 misrepresents Mayan history and culture. As a matter of fact, I have additional reasons for you to consider why this really needs to be looked at very hard. Number one, many scholars argue about what the Mayan long count calendar actually signifies. They can't even agree on what it actually signifies. Secondly, exact calculations confirming the end of the 5,125 years is not clear. Reason being, many of the city-states in the Mayan civilization kept count of their time differently. Third, living descendants, did you get me? Living currently, presently, in South America of Mayan people place little or no significance on December 21st or the 23rd of 2012. They can't, in this underdeveloped world, country, nation down there in South America, can't figure out for the life of them. They're scratching their heads wondering why we in the developed world are making such an issue out of this particular date. Fourth, ancient Mayan scribes wrote of events happening after 2012. That's right, happening after 2012. And the completion of a 5,125-year cycle was reason to celebrate in Mayan culture, not to fear doom. And of course, last but not least, no scientific evidence or significance to determine the start or the end of the count can be arrived at. So what this kind of boils down to, in many respects, is the fact that, well, at best, you ought to be a little suspicious about this whole idea, this whole concept about the world ending in 2012. And the fact remains, at worst, and this is kind of where I'm at, it's a complete fabrication. And a lot of people are, frankly, getting rich over selling books, developing documentaries, making movies about a lot of this prognostication, a lot of what they believe is going to happen, which is nothing more than hypothesis and speculation. However, with that being said, let me take a little shift here. Lest we become victims of the proverbial Chicken Little story, or the boy who cried wolf, or how about, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Noah, who took about 120 years to build the ark and was actually considered a preacher of righteousness. You don't think he kept his mouth shut during those years? I'm sure he warned a lot of those people around him, as many as he could, that the world was going to end, at least as far as they knew it back then. My point is, so many people today, and you can't help but to somewhat agree with this, begin to get hardened. They get cynical because they hear so much of this over and over and over and over again. And guess what? Nothing changes. The world doesn't come to an end. Some would say Jesus doesn't return. And so they get hardened, they get cynical, and then when the real end comes, they can't even recognize it, or they get blindsided. They're not taking the time to prepare, because they don't take it seriously, because they've been lied to so often and so much. And I think all of us would agree, as you look down through the history of humankind, cycles start and cycles stop. Consider Babylon, the nation, the empire, being replaced by the Persians, that were replaced by the Greco-Macedonians, that morphed into and eventually developed into Rome. What about the Ottoman Empire that came and went? Or Hirohito in Japan, the Japanese Empire prior to and during World War II, or of course, how can we forget, the Third Reich? No, cycles, my friends, and I think you would agree, do start, do finish, they repeat, they build up, they get destroyed, start over, but cycles do start and cycles do end. As a matter of fact, we're seeing this manifested today in the Middle East. Tunisia, Libya, Egypt have gone through a cycle. Mubarak is no longer in Egypt. Syria is under revolution as we tape this very program. Changes are occurring. Sabers are rattling between Israel and Iran. Iran is being bullheaded about their nuclear program and even threatening to use nuclear bombs on Israel and even the United States. The European Union is under a lot of pressure due to much of the unfunded financial liabilities that it too is experiencing. And this is pressing the euro, the very currency of the European Union, causing a stream of debt-funded bailouts for unfunded liabilities, even to the point now that it's running the risk of jeopardizing the very existence of the euro, which came on so strong some years ago, losing right now, based on its initial engagement into the market, about 20 to 25% less than what it originally had in value today. The United States has similar problems. Rising annual deficit spending has now, for the first time in the history of the United States, exceeded, do you get that? Exceeded the gross domestic product, causing a serious consideration by the Federal Reserve to consider printing more money under a new quantitative easement program. I guess they're going to call it number three, because we've already had two previous, QE1 and QE2, ostensibly austerity programs. And what is going on in Greece could easily be understood to be occurring here in the United States very, very soon, or at least in our near future. There is, and what I'm trying to say and trying to explain to all of us is, lest we also fall victim, as those in the story of Chicken Little or the boy who cried wolf, and become hardened and cynical to these things, let me remind all of us, an end will come. An end of cycles does occur. Oh, I don't think for any reason there's a need to feel December 21st or 23rd is going to be the end of the world. No, not at all. But let me say this, once the end commences, there will be no turning back. Your Bible is an ancient document. Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, New Agers have nothing over this book. This book was written by a multitude of characters over a period of, really, you could make the case of almost 6,000 years, because it is a record from Adam and Eve all the way to the end that we have yet to get to yet. This book, a Hebrew document and a Greek document, has an awful lot of information about the end times, warnings of all different types, and as a matter of fact, a warning along the same line that I'm attempting to try to explain to all of you. Let me draw your attention over here, back to the book 2 Peter for a moment. In 2 Peter, we read a warning from this particular apostle late in his life to the very point that I've been trying to make regarding the stories of Chicken Little and the people who heard the boy cry wolf. Notice here in chapter 3 of 2 Peter and in verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Did you get that? In the last days, scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where's the coming? Where is his coming? Now, you and I both know that there are well over 200 documented warnings that Jesus Christ was going to return to the earth. You can go back all the way to Sir Isaac Newton, to Luther and his buddies, to some of the popes, to a guy named Miller in the 1840s, to even some of the more recent ones today that we understand, like Harold Camping, who claimed Jesus was going to return here, I think just short of about a year ago or so. And we have this same rhetoric coming down on all of us, claiming, well, Jesus is going to return tomorrow, or he's going to return next year, he's going to return at this time. And guess what? Jesus has never returned. And you know what that does to people? It hardens them. Maybe it hardens some of you that are watching this program. And in your cynicism, even saying the same thing in some respects, that, you know what, Bill, I've heard this over and over and over again. I'm kind of tired of being at the gun lap. You know, in the blocks, as they would say, getting ready for the gun to go off to start the race. Well, my friends, Peter is telling you here, and I don't have time to read this whole chapter, but as you go down through this, I'll read just a little bit more of it. Take to heart some of the terms and the context and information here that Peter is sharing with you. Notice this. He goes on here and he says, "For since the fathers fell asleep," and this feeds to the cynicism, "all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." And that's the point. Some people think that, you know, nothing is going to change. That, frankly, there's even some people, and you know it as well as I do, don't even believe in God. I mean, let alone Jesus Christ. They just do not believe in really any ending of the cycle of human civilization, as some of us would understand from the script of the Bible. And the Bible does have a script, by the way. And that script does say it will unfold unless, of course, mankind repents and accepts Jesus Christ as the global world, cutting across all ethnicities, Messiah for humanity. Now, whether or not you think that could happen or not, well, I suppose that's up for debate. I kind of don't think it will, based on the legacy of humankind. And therein lies my concern in respect to the fact of knowing what this script involves. My friends, turn with me over here to Daniel. I'd like to bring your attention over here to the book of Daniel. I don't have a lot of time to really get into what some of the details would offer us to provide you with in regards to these end times. But in Daniel chapter 7, here we see a summary of, well, kind of how the story is going to end, how it all comes to closure, how it all comes to a point where ultimately man will be saved from himself. That's right. God is actually coming back to save man from the proverbial gun to the head and destroying himself off this planet. You don't have to worry about cataclysmic events portrayed in this phenomenon we're calling 2012, in this month of December 21st or 23rd of 2012. No, you don't have to worry about that. What you need to be concerned about, and if you don't know enough about the Bible to be concerned about it, I suggest get busy. Read your Bible. Let me draw your attention over here to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, you know this. This is a vision from Daniel. He was up in the king's court, Nebuchadnezzar. He was a POW. He was a captive from Judah. The Babylonians had invaded Judah at this time. Daniel was one of those captive Jews that now is essentially up in the king's court. Well, he receives a vision. He receives a vision. You can go down here through verses roughly about 1 through 15 and see he sees these beasts. He sees a lion, a bear. He sees another beast that was so terrible and exceedingly dreadful, he calls it. And he goes on with all these symbols. And some people have taken liberty to interpret these things. We here on the Armor of God, whether it's my colleague Bronson James, Mike James, or Tony Buchert, we look to the Bible to interpret itself. So I bring your attention over here. Let me bring your attention to verse 16, because here's where the Bible interprets itself. Notice, "I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth," that's Daniel, "in this vision, with the messenger that brought this vision to him." He, Daniel, says to us here in the writing that he got closer to this messenger, and he says, he tells me now, "Know the interpretation," this being tells him, "know the interpretation of the things." And here it is now, here it goes. "These great beasts, which are four kings, and that goes back to the previous verses, 1 through about 15. He says, which shall arise out of the earth. Verse 18, I love this. It's a summary statement. It illustrates that the good guys win. He says here, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, possess the kingdom forever, even forever. In other words, as I said, the good guys win. What Daniel is being told here is that ultimately, regardless of all the destruction, regardless of all the catastrophes, regardless of the seals and the trumpets and the seven last plagues, regardless of all the things that you can read in the voices of the prophets that is going to happen to planet Earth and is going to happen to mankind, regardless of all of that, ultimately, Jesus is going to land on this planet. Zechariah 14, verse 9, you read it. He's going to land on this planet and take control of it, and the saints will rule the kingdom. Now notice, in this vision, you read on real quick here, time's running out on me. You go down here through verse 19, 20, and so forth, and you read about the 10 horns, who they are, how they're going to be 10 kings, which by the way, you ought to tie that up. Tie that up to Revelation 17. Tie that into Revelation 17, you will see that John, who lived almost 600 years from this guy, Daniel, and John is talking along the same script. Don't you find that amazing? Because John was in vision too in the book of Revelation. The whole book of Revelation is nothing more than a vision, and it matches. It matches right here, Daniel chapter 7. But notice this, again reiterated, judgment shall sit, verse 26 it says, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions or dominations shall serve and obey God. My friends, time has run out. Dial that number, 888-578-8791. Get both of these free offers. They're free for the taking. We don't ask for money, never will ask for money, and we're happy to offer this free of charge because we have freely received, so therefore we freely give. The title on the piece of literature, UFOs exist, but what are they? That's an interesting question. Need to find out. I wish Mrs. Leiter would read that booklet. Also, the one-hour presentation, 2012, is it the end? One-hour presentation that will help you to have a better perspective, a balance on what's coming down this year for the month of December. You don't need to be fearful. And I'm not telling you to be a chicken, be a product or a victim of Chicken Little's false warnings. What I'm just telling you is don't fall victim to another false warning, because the Mayan calendar has nothing to do with the timeline of humanity. What has everything to do with the timeline of humanity is the Bible. Don't forget that. Friends, this is Bill Watson reminding all of you, you keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in this evil day.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.